Okay, today's shiur is going to be based on Sefer Vodazora, Daf Samach Zayin. The small piece of Gemara says here, Omer of Avol, Omer of Yochanan, Kol Shetaymoy Umamoshoy Osur, V'loikin Olof. Anything which has the taste and substance of the Osur. We're speaking about a tarugus. There's a mixture of something which is mutter, with something we're allowed to eat, and with the substance which we're not allowed to eat is tamoy umamoshoy. The taste of the forbidden substance and the substance of the forbidden substance, then it is usur v'loikin olof. V'zeu kazai sechtei achilas pras. We'll explain that soon, what that means, kazai sechtei achilas pras. Tamoy v'loy mamoshoy usur v'ein loikin olof. If he has merely the taste without the substance, it's prohibited, however, there is no malchus. The translation of these words, Tamo Veloy Mamoshoi, and Kazai Tzidei Achilas Pras, is one of the most important aspects that we have, especially in today's kashrus, in our kashrus. How we translate Tamo Mamoshoi, what it means, substance and taste, that is how we discern what really is utter in a mixture. And since most of the things that we deal with in our kashrus, we're not talking about actually eating something forbidden, but many times something which is cooked in a forbidden pot, or some small additive of forbidden substances that were added. Therefore, the question of how do we define tamu mamoshoi, or what is considered taste and substance, is critical in discerning what actually is forbidden as far as mixtures, as far as forbidden mixtures. Well, before kashrus supervision was very prevalent, remember as a small child they used to say that if they'll cut open people's stomach in America, they'll find everybody's stomach a small piglet. Nobody eats any pig, just a little bit over here and a little bit over here and a little bit over there, and all adds up to one little piglet. I mean, that we actually the problem, our kashrus problems are not per se in eating not kosher meat or not kosher wine, rather not kosher wine additives or something which is parved, which was really cooked in the factory in a pot that was used for a trace. So all this relates to this question of what does it mean, tamoy umamoshoi, taste and substance. So before we can understand these words, we'll have to go to a different figure. And that's in the Gemara in Chulin, in Daf Chuches Amud Aleph, found in the Maamar Mekoymes. The Mishnah says as follows: Tipas cholov shenocha al chaticha, and yesh ba benoit and if we'll give this to a guy to taste, and he'll say that this meat now has a taste of milk, it's usur.
Then we're just testing over here. Is the sound coming through? Can you hear the sound over here? Yes. Okay, Ephraim, can you hear the sound now? I understand Ephraim was having trouble. Thank you. So I understand Ephraim was having trouble. Ephraim, do you have the sound there? It's back. Okay, fine.
Okay, so again, the Mishnah says, Tipas cholov shenofel al chaticha, and yesh bo benoitzim tam oitzim chaticha osur. If a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat which was in a pot, if there is a taste of milk, we'll give this to a good one, and we'll ask him to taste it and tell us, can he taste the milk in the meat? Then it is osur. So the Gemara says as follows. Omer Abaye, taimo v'loy mamoshoi ba'alma d'oiraisa. The Isar kadai tichtir abonon, mi bosa b'chol of my time v'loy gamina. These words, time of loy mamoshoi, are translated all over Shas as the question of tam ki'ikar. In other words, if we cook together something kosher and something not kosher, so the kosher piece of meat, or whatever it was, the kosher vegetable that we now cook to something not kosher, we're not allowed to eat anymore. Why? Because it has absorbed some of the taste of the non-kosher thing that it was cooked together with. And as long as there's enough of the non-kosher substance to cause a taste in the kosher substance, it is usur. Now, there's a difference of opinion whether this isur is d'oraisa, it's a Torah prohibition, or a d'rabbanan. So Abaye here is trying to prove that the isur of tam, taste alone, which you call tam ki'ikur, taste as if it is the substance itself, is d'oraisa. Why? Because if we would not have a source for it, a different source, let's learn it from basar b'cholos. What is basar b'cholos? Our Mishnah says as follows. If you have a piece of meat and a drop of milk on it, there's no more. We no longer have the substance of the milk. The substance of the milk was absorbed in the meat, and it was dissolved. However, there's a taste of milk now in the meat. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that we have no source for tam ki'ikur, the tam, when it only has the taste, it does not become usur. I have a source for you. Let's learn it from basar b'cholos. Because basar b'cholos, the Torah said that meat and milk together are usur. And if the milk is negligible, it's not existent because all we have is taste, so it should be mutter. You know, the drop of milk which fell on the meat, then it should be mutter. So therefore, it must be we have a source for the issur of tam ki'ikur. If not, I have a source, basar b'cholos. So, says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rava, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. We cannot deduce anything from the case of basar b'cholos. So now, in order to understand the whole idea of taruvus, of mixtures, we have to understand the basic, the major differences we have between basar b'cholos, meat and milk together, and all other isurim which were cooked together. If someone cooks nevela, right, a piece of non-kosher meat, together with potatoes, he puts in his salt, the people not kosher meat. Now, the potatoes in themselves are not usur. The potatoes shouldn't really become usur. The reason they're usur is because I taste the meat in the potatoes. There's nothing wrong with the mixture. The problem is that in the potato itself is really mutter. However, through eating the potato, I'm eating the meat. That is the question of tam. Basar b'cholos is something different entirely. Basar b'cholos, each one is really mutter. The milk is mutter by itself, and the meat is mutter by itself. However, when we cook it together, the Torah says in three places, like Tzavashel, Gedi, B'chalei, Mai, we should not cook milk and meat together. Therefore, it's the union, it's the coming together of these two things that makes it usur. So therefore, it's a different situation entirely. It's not a question, when I'm looking at the question of Isurim, I say, do I have the issur here? Is the taste of the non-kosher meat to be found in this potato? However, when it's comes to milk and meat, the question is, were they joined together? The milk and the meat. Did they join together? Therefore, it's got the same. We're not looking for the taste for the milk per se. Rather, we look, was the meat and the milk joined? The same way the milk gives the taste to the meat gives the taste to the milk, like Gemara is going to say further, it's not only the meat becomes usur. If someone throws a piece of meat into boiling the milk, both the meat become usur and the milk become usur, because the meat is taking taste from the milk, and the milk is taking taste from the meat. Therefore, we cannot deduce the question of tam to ikur, whether tam is usur, from the case of basar b'cholos. Basar b'cholos is a special case, that's the Torah said. The Torah said, don't cook it together. So therefore, obviously, it's only the question of the taste. However, if we'll say that mere taste alone is not important, therefore we may say that if I put a piece of meat into boiling potatoes, a piece of not kosher meat into boiling potatoes, the potatoes will still be mutter, because although it has the taste, who says the taste is the important factor? So therefore, the Rava says that we cannot learn the dinner of tam ki'ikur from basar b'cholos. And Abaye said, we see from basar b'cholos that tam ki'ikur is d'oraisa. So now, there's a very, very big machlokes rishonim. What's the maskana here? We know always, all through Shas, that except for six places, whatever is the machlokes Rava and Abaye, we are the psak is according to Rava. Therefore, the halacha follows Rava, every place except for Yalak and Gam, six cases, the halacha follows Rava. Therefore, here too, the halacha should follow Rava. And therefore, the Bahad, Rabbeinu Tam, Ri, Toitzis, Rashba, the Rosh, and many other Rishonim say that Tam Ki'ikur is the Rabbonim. In other words, something which does not have the substance of the Isser. Merely, it has taken a taste of the Isser. Therefore, I put a piece of meat into a boiling pot of potatoes, took out the meat. The potatoes have a taste. However, the meat, I'm not eating the actual meat, I'm really eating the taste, is only an Isser Drabonis. However, Rashi and the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rishonim I listed before, they hold that it's a Doraita. Rashi, the Ramban, and the Ra'ah, they hold that it's a Drabonis. Because Rava, the Halakha follows Rava, and we pushed off Abaya and said the Tam Kikr is Drabonis. The other Rishonim they listed before, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, and Taisvis, and the Rajma, they hold that Tam Kikr is Doraita. And Rava is only saying here that we have no proof from Bas B'chol. However, in actuality, he admits to the halacha that Tam Ke'ikr is Doraita, like Abaya. He's just saying that you can't prove it from Bas B'chol. And we'll see later, there are two other places where we find the halacha of Tam Ke'ikr, and that will be the source for the Isser of Tam. And therefore, if we put this piece of meat into the potatoes are also Midyaraita. Now, practically, the nafka mina, whether this issue is drabonon or deraita, we're not to be the dalzel and issue drabonon. But there are practical nafka minas whether this issue is deraita drabonon. One of the famous cases that all the parts can bring. What happens in the following case? Someone's cooking a big pot of soup, and some milk fell into the soup. Before he had a chance to check how much soup there was, the soup, half of the soup poured out. Now, although he knows that 3 ounces of milk fell in, however, he doesn't know if the soup had 100 ounces or 200 ounces or 300 ounces. Does it have enough to meet the vessel? We know that it shouldn't become possible shushu. We need 60 times as much of the heter to be mevatel the Isser. So now the question is, now that I don't know anymore, I can't tell if it became usher or not, do I say that it's a suffix drabonon, and therefore will be mutter, or a suffix drabonon, and therefore it's usher? So, according to Rishon, they say Tam Ke'ikr is drabonon, they say that now the soup will be mutter, because it's only a suffix whether it became usher or not, and it's a suffix drabonon. However, those who hold the Tam Ke'ikr is drabonon, they will say that it's usher, and because of the suffix drabonon, and I can no longer see whether it was became us or not. So this is the sugya of Tam Ke'ikr. Where do we learn this idea? What is the source? I said before we say what's the source for Tam Ke'ikr. So the Gemara in Psachim brings two possible sources for a loch of Tam Ke'ikr. One of them, I will not see the Gemara inside. One of them is the what the Torah said about Kli Midyan, Giulei Nochrim. The Torah said that when they captured all the booty from the nations, and they also took from them pots and pans and knives and forks, and they were allowed to use them. However, they had a cache of them before, and the Torah said whatever could go through fire should go through fire, whatever should go through water, go through water. And those are the dinim of Hagolah, that we know that we have to boil something that's used for boiling, and boil it in water, and kasher it. Or libun, something which is used in fire, like a oven grate, or a spit, they have to be burnt, they need libun for kashering. Now, why can't I go to a guy and take his pot and use it? What's the problem? There's nothing in the pot anymore. The problem is that I'm going to cook my food in the pot, and there is some taste left over in the pot, and that taste is going to go into my food. Okay, so what? If Tam Ke'ikr is not usher, in other words, if taste itself is not usher, the only thing that is usher is if I have the substance, then I have no substance. So why did the Torah tell me that I had a kasher of the pot? Why can't I just use it? That's one of the sources for Tam Ke'ikr. However, the Rava there in the Gemara says we cannot learn from Geulei Nochrim. We cannot learn from Pasuk Geulei Nochrim because Geulei Nochrim is a Chiddush. Why? Because really, anyway, their time should be usher, because their time, it doesn't taste good anymore. Once the pot is more than a day old, so we know that it's certain time of scum, the taste, they give, even if it gives off a taste, doesn't give off a good taste, and then anyway should be mutter. So obviously the din of the kasher pot is a chivish, and we can't learn from all other places where we learn that time is usher. Another source which the Gemara brings is is from a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to eat wine, and it says kol mishras anozim lo yoichol. And the Gemara says mishras means something soaked, and the Gemara says that if a nazir eats bread which is soaked in wine, not only is the wine usher, but the bread usher. And if he eats a kezayis of the wine and the bread together, he gets malchus. So therefore, we say that from there we learn tamkeiker, and the Gemara brings also those who don't want to learn tamkeiker and say that we can't learn from nazir. And nazir is coming to tell me something else, that even if it doesn't have the taste, the new chiddush, isur nazir is a chiddush, and therefore even if we eat it together, even if the taste is not soaked up, even if the bread is not soaked, doesn't have the taste of the wine, still it's awesome. So these are the two sources which are brought in the Gemara for this thing of tamkeiker. So to review, we have a machloikis, Abaya and Rava, if we can learn the din of tam keikur from Basa B'chol. However, as we said, there's a machloikis Rishonim, whether Rava holds in the maskana that tam keikur is only a derabbanan, that we have no choice for tam keikur, we say that taste itself is not usur, or as we know, the tam keikur is a deraisa, that he chooses one of the limunim, either from Giulei Nochrim, from the parts of the Goyim, or from Nazir, and that although we can't learn from Basa B'cholov, but we have a different source, which is, and Tam Keker is the right thing. So, to come back to our Gemara, as we said, what our Gemara is dealing with, Tam of Oloi Mamashon, is this question. When we talk about Tam, taste alone, that's called tamay v'loy mamashay. What constitutes taste alone? What is taste alone? Obviously, we taste something, some substance, some particle of the original iser has permeated the heter. However, the Rishonim discussed how much, when we talk about tamoy v'loy mamashoy, mere tam, which is a machodit abayi rotha, how do we decide what that is? That's called tamoy v'loy mamashoy. So, there are three basic shittas of the Rishonim of what constitutes tamoy v'loy mamashoy. So, first we'll start with Rashi. Rashi here, at some time of the day, says as follows. Tamoy v'loy mamashoy, Kigoin cholov shenofol l'tero, or chelov shenofol mimoyach she'ein mamoshe be'en. So it is either milk that fell into a pot, or fat chelov, which is usher, which fell into a pot and dissolved. So most of the achronim learn from Rashi that in order to be tamoy u'mamoshay, In order for something to be considered the substance itself, we have to be able to see it. We have to be able to discern it. It has to be separate. However, if it's dissolved, even if, no matter how much fell in, if a whole pound of chalav fell into a pot, once it's dissolved, that's not called tamoy umamashon. That's called tamoy v'loy mamashon. Since we can no longer discern it by itself, it's been absorbed in the whole mixture. So therefore, although obviously there's substance here, but that substance has been given the title of tam alone. And in order to be usher, when we're talking about a tarubis, we're talking about a mixture, we need more than just tam. We need mamish also, substance also. Now, why should this be? What happened? Just because it's dissolved? Obviously, if someone takes chaylin, which is usur, and he melts it in a cup by itself, and he liquefies it, still going to be utter. The fact that it became liquefied doesn't make it mutter. If he'll take this liquefied substance and he'll put it into he'll absorb it into cardboard, and he'll eat the cardboard. It's the fact that now we don't see it, still, there's nothing else. So what? It still should be us. There's no reason for it to lose its interest just because it became liquefied or it's taking a different form. So why is it that Rashi holds that when it's time, v'loy mamoshoy, it's time of v'loy mamoshoy, it's aimless love, and that means it's an issue rabbona. So Rashi explains himself in the Gemara in Chulin, in Perek Yud Anosha. Rashi says on that Tarikas from the page, at the end of the page, says the Rava left way Tam Kikr B'chulin. The Gemara speaks here that there's a din of Tam Kikr by Kodesh. By Kodeshim we have Tam Kikr. But Rava holds there is no din of Tam Kikr B'chulin. Kino Meforish V'Ozu Midaraisa B'ruba Batil El Ela Midarabon. Here we invoke the cloud of Bittul B'roi, which is as follows. We know that midaraisa, anything which falls in, which is mixed up, mirth and a roid. If one piece of kosher meat gets mixed up with two pieces, or one piece of non-kosher meat gets mixed up with two pieces of kosher meat, you're allowed to eat midaraisa or three pieces of meat, according to Rav Hashem. That means that there's bittul b'roid, and it's not just as far. This is not just true as far as eating is concerned. It's also considered. It's also in a bad din. The minority, the das of the minority is bustle in the das of the majority. And in all dinim of the Torah, we say achrei rabim lahatois, that we go after the roid. From this din of going after the following the roid, we have a new din of bittul b'roid. That means that if we have a mixture, and there's a minority part of the mixture, and the majority part of the mixture. If the minority is utter and the majority is mutter, the whole thing is mutter. There's a bit of bittul b'roid. So, where we have things which are the same taste. Kosher wine fell into non-kosher wine. Kosher meat fell into non-kosher meat. What's called min b'minoy. So then everybody holds that midaraisa is bittul b'roid. Midaraisa, if you have one piece of chase meat and two pieces of kosher meat, it's bottle. Midarabona, we need 60. However, midaraisa, it's enough for all. Now, when it comes to min b'she'eino minoy, something of different taste, it's not the same. So therefore, there's a question whether we can follow the rule. And this is the question that we're dealing with the whole time, the idea of tam ki'ikr. The Rav, here in Chulin, he explains as follows. As long as if a piece of meat fell into potatoes, and now I taste the meat clearing the potatoes, is it possible to say that the meat is not here? Is it possible to say bittul b'roid? But I have the taste. So therefore, something of time, something where I taste, where I can taste it, even if there'll be a thousand times the heter, it won't be bustle. That's the Ranos. And that's called, because the time is here, and I taste the time. So where can I say bittul, where the minority has been totally taken over by the majority? However, here, in the case where there's a different taste, so therefore, we can't say bittul b'roid. However, Rashi says that midaraisa, even if it has a different taste, it's bittul b'roid. There's no difference. We actually have lahatos applied even where there is a different taste. However, midrabbana, we say tam kikr. That's Rav Shita. Abaya holds that, no, tam kikr is the raisa, and therefore, as long as the taste is here, there is no bittul, because it exists. So, Rashi's Shita, which he said by us, that kol tamo v'loy mamosha utter v'eng mochin alav, that applies to any time where I no longer can see the, where it is dissolved. Therefore, that's considered tamo v'loy mamosha. So what is Tamon
Uma Moshoi?
Tamon Uma Moshoi is only where I see it, and it's here, and it's not dissolved. That's called Tamon Moshoi. And anything else, according to Rava, is a Drabon. This is Shittas Rashi. The Achronim asked many kashas on Shittas Rashi. The main kasha, one of the main kashas, the Gemara asked, the Rishonim and the Achronim asked on Rashi, is from the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says clearly, there's a two-sided Gemara. It says it's from the author, which can be very again for people who are allergic. For people who are allergic to wheat, and they have a difficulty, if people are very allergic to wheat, and they have a difficulty eating matzah, so the Gemara has for them eitzah, what they could do. And it says the Gemara that if someone who makes a dough which is made out of rice and wheat, even though the basic isa is rice, but if there's a taste of wheat, so it says that it becomes chometz on Pesach, and if it's not chometz, it could be matzah. In other words, the taste of the since there's the taste of wheat here, it's significant enough in order that we can consider that there's wheat here. And there's a question: how much of this matzah, which is made of rice, we have to eat? Enough to eat a kezias of the wheat? Or it's enough if you eat a kezias of the cake which is made, as long as it has a tam of wheat, it will have a bit of matza. And the same thing is true with agave chametz, that although there's only a little bit here, but if the taste is here, it has a bit of chametz. And here, obviously, we're talking about the din d'oraisa, because it says, Adam yoytzeboi dechavetz v'pesach. Someone is eating matza on the first night of Pesach is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it says that although the rois is always the word is we can be yotzer chometz on Pesach. We can be yotzer matzah on Pesach by eating this cake which is made out of oiret and chita. And the Gemara says the Gemara ends alamin b'she'ena minor b'taima min b'minor b'ruva v'nishar min b'minor b'rim sh'meinu minor. The Gemara gives a list how are things bottled when we talk about bittul b'roiv. We say min b'she'enoy minoy. If something is not the same taste, it's the timer. It's only bottle if there's no taste. Min b'minoy, if it's the same taste, beruva. So the Gemara says clearly that Rashi said that we invoke the cloud of bittul b'roiv even by different tastes. However, the Gemara says clearly of bittul b'roiv by something of different taste. Rather, we say min b'she'enoy minoy b'timer. It only becomes bustle when the taste is not here anymore. So therefore, where we clearly have a substance in there, and there's a question of bittul b'roiv, seemingly the Gemara says that there's no bittul b'roiv as long as we could taste. So, just to review Rashi Shita is, according to most of the Achronim, that as long as it's been dissolved and we can't find it anymore, then it is bottle. If it's bottle, it's bottle beroyed in the raisa, and only midrabbanon it's awesome. The Ran we mentioned before has the opposite sheet from Rashi, and he says that as long as we can taste it. In other words, if it was dissolved here, as long as we can taste it, then it's an itzah d'oraisa. However, what the Gemara says, tamu mamoshoi, we're talking about malchus, that's something else. The Gemara says, kosh tamu mamoshoi otorob, v'zeo kadayis b'terech yuska. So, let's talk about what this means, kadayis b'terech yuska. We know, in all the any mitzvah of the Torah which relates to eating, or ever any issur of the Torah which relates to eating, except for eating on Yom Kippur, all of them the shir is kazai. That means, in order to transgress the issur of achilas chelev, or the issur of achilas dam, or another drinking wine, or any of the issur achilas in the Torah, we have to eat a kazai. The same thing is true when, as far as when the mitzvah is eating, the person has to meet, he has to eat matzah and pesach, he has to eat kochim, he has to eat a kezai. All the kezai, that's considered on the Mount Weed. We also know that what's considered eating a kezai, you don't have all day to eat it. That's just nibbling. Eating the kezayis is eating the kezayis in the zman of achilus pras. A pras, according to Rashi, is four beitzim, which is eight times the time of a zayis. In other words, if we could eat a kezayis in half a minute, then 8 times their 4 minutes will be the amount of time of achilus pras. So if we spread out the time of the eating of the kezayis over a time which we could eat 8 times as much, that's considered one mitzvah of eating, and a person is over or is becoming a mitzvah. Right? So therefore, when we come to eat our kezayis matzah on Pesach, so we can't take out all the time in the world. We have to eat it in the time which a person would eat 8 times as much matzah. A person could eat that much. If he spreads it over such amount of time, he goes to the mitzvah of the achilas matzah. And the same is true as far as the isur. So now, here we have a new halacha of taruvus b'kezayis b'chei achilas pras, and that's as follows. Until now, we talked about two types of mixtures. One mixture was a mixture where the amount wasn't important. The question was the taste. Was there taste here or not? And the other question was a question of rice. What's the majority? Now we have a new variable, and that's called kezayis b'chei achilas pras. That goes as follows. Really, as long as we could taste it, there is no bittul. However, we cannot get malchus, because if a person, even if he eats it, but he will not eat the whole. Let's say one kezayis of meat fell into 50 kezayim of potatoes. So now, it's true that all the potatoes you're not allowed to eat, but in order to have eaten a kezayis of the meat, someone will have to eat these whole 50 kezayis of the potatoes. And it will be impossible for him to eat the whole 50 kezayis of the potatoes in the time it takes to eat just 8 kezayis. So therefore, although it's usher, but he will not get malchus unless he wouldn't be able to get malchus unless he would eat all the fifty kezayis of potatoes, because he hasn't eaten the kezayis. So now the Gemara here takes it and transfers that practical problem into a question of amount. In other words, now we measure, and we measure whenever the mixture is in a greater proportion than 1 to 8, let's say 1 to 8, or kezayis, the sales of this pras, then, no, even if we eat the whole thing, it's not, well, a person goes and swallows it all very quickly, still he won't get malchus. Why? Because since the mixture is such which normal eating will not provide for him to eat a kezayis, therefore, it's not considered that the issue is here. It becomes bottle. So therefore, although we don't say bittul b'rois, why? Because the taste is here. However, as far as malchus is concerned, we have to have a kezayis b'chei achilas pras. In other words, the proportion here has to be such that in normal situation of eating, a person will be able to eat a kezayis in the time designated for being urban kezayis. And if the mixture is more diluted than that, although it is usur, even if he will eat the whole mixture, still he will not be other. Now, when we do have a mixture of gezayis and achilas pras, then there's also machlokes rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. How much of this mixture do we now have to eat to get malchus? The Gemara says, "Kol shetayim u'mamashu also alof zel gezayis v'achilas pras." Rabbeinu Tam holds that once the whole mixture now became usur, one kezayis of the mixture is enough to give me malchus. Why? Because once I say that time can occur, really, as long as there is time here, it's usur. So if the mixture is in a proportion of kezayis v'chei achilas pras, then the whole mixture is usur, and if a person eats one kezayis, He will already get malchus, although in actuality he's eaten only eaten 1/8 of a kezayis of Isser. But since there is now Isser, we say the whole thing becomes as if it's Usser and one kezayis to Usser. Most of our Rishonim say no. Although it all becomes Usser, however, in order to get malchus, I'll have to eat kezayis of Isser. But that's called time of Moshe Usser. However, time of Aloy Mamoshoi, time of a mushroom that says it's also aimed by Malkus, that any case where it's less than exact than the Bechil's class, so Bavadai it is also, and it's also Midaraisa, except he doesn't get Malkus because, there's not a Shur of Kazai. So according to that, this Gemara has nothing to do with the Machlodis Rav Abaya. In these cases, both Rav Abaya admit that this case is also, because this is considered Tamboy Umamoshoi, or Tamboy Umamoshoi, where if only Kedai Tzchelechir's Tzad. The Rhyme says the only time where it will actually be Mutter is where I don't taste it. If I don't taste it, then there's a Machlokes Rav and Abaya. I mean, if I don't taste it, in other words, obviously, some substance transferred. Even if I cook one little piece of meat in a giant pot, obviously, if we'll take it to a laboratory, we will find there's some amount of meat in the potato. However, if I don't taste it, there's a machlokes if tam ki'ikar or not tam ki'ikar, whether it's usher or it's not usher. However, when I taste it, then it's always usher, both according to Rava and according to Rava. That's the sheet of the Ran. And basically, these two extreme sheetas, both Rashi sheeta, which we say it's considered the time whenever I don't see the actual substance, or the Ran sheeta, which says it's considered time even if I don't taste it at all, those are not generally passing halacha. The halachas like most of the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rajba, and the Ramban, and they have the middle sheeta. We'll read the Rambam inside. The Rambam says, what's this? Dover Usher Shinesar B'Dover Mutter Min B'She'en Reminoi B'Noi Sim Tam. Something Usher, which was mixed with something Mutter, it's B'Noi Sim Tam. In other words, it becomes Usher if it gives taste. U'Min B'Minoi She'ef Shalam El'Tam Yivat B'Roi. If it's the same thing, wine and wine, meat and meat, milk and milk, then it will become possible life. However, if it's min b'sheng, you know it's the time. Keita, how do we say? Chelov akloya, shenokol tashkutim. Chelov, which is also, which fell into barley. Then nimoyach, and it melted. Hakol tashkutim tashkutim, the means hakol means a goy, we give him to taste it. Im loyim tzabahem tam chelov, If it can no longer taste of the chaylev, it's mutter. The nimtobem tam chaylev, boyer ben mamoshen, hare elu asura min atoira. This, in a case where we know something actually fell in, we don't see it anymore. However, this is considered tamoy, this is tam, which is asura min atoira. Nimtobem tam of aloy hoya ben mamoshen, hare elu asura min atoira. However, there was tam and not mamish. These are also different sources. So, the case which he explained, where the fat melted into the grisim, according to Rashi, that was called tam of aloy mamoshay. However, it's not isidoraisa. However, the Rambam called that tam aloy umamoshay. However, what's called tam alone, which is also in the Rambam. Tam alone, which is Usher Rabbanon, is where there's only tam. And what's that case? Not with something melted in, but where I put the piece of meat into the pot, and then I pulled it out, I have the whole piece of meat, it is as full, as complete as it was before, however, it has given off taste. That's called tam of Aloy Mamoshoi, which is only Mid Rabbanon. The first case is also tam of Aloy Mamoshoi, but it's also Mid Raisa. That in such a case is not as a question where everybody holds that tam kikur is also mina raisa. This is tam, it's also mina raisa. Which case do you get malchus? Case in umamoshe? To go in shahoyim min achel kizayis b'chol sholish beitzim min atarubis. The Ram holds the process 3 beitzim, not 4 beitzim like Rashi. Im och min agrisim a'elu kisholish beitzim, hoyo v'yesh ben kizayis min achel v'loike, Pam Tama Isu Mamoshai. What is it considered Mamoshai? If the Taruvit is less diluted than one in six. One Kazai in three Basin. Then it's called Tama Mamoshai. So his reading of the Gemara is as follows. About Gemara. Anything which is tamu mamish, that means when you get malchus, if we consider the substance here, and what's that? The zelk kedai b'tachilus pras. If there's kedai b'tachilus pras, so then it's as if it's not mixed whatsoever. It's just spread out, but it's not mixed in. It's not, or not a question of taruvit. It's just spread out, and therefore, if we eat the whole mixture, you get malchus. So that has three different halachas. There's three different halachas of Tam Kikah, all of them are asr, and that's the halacha. So we'll go through three halachas. One halacha is the halacha which you brought where we don't see it anymore, where it's totally disintegrated, but if we know that the substance went in. So therefore it's asr, midaraisa, because the substance is there. Then we have time where we just cooked something, and we don't see that the substance. However, it's give and take. That's also asur. And that one called Rambam is asur me'avodah. And then we have another case, which is also called Tamas Loi Mamashay, where it's a mixture, and it's here. However, the mixture is more diluted than one in three. And there also it's asur me'araisa, obviously. But there's no malchus, because there's no k'tayt b'chelchei esprat. And all these are time. So therefore, any time we ask la halacha, we say that any time which the iser gave a taste in the heter and it can be discerned, then the heter is also. Like we said, from machlokes, how much of the heter we have to eat in order to get malchus. However, that's according to the large majority of the rishonim. Any time there's something which we could taste, it's also. Now, how do we know whether we can taste it? So that's what the Gemara says, the famous Gemara Chulin. If it's something which is usher for every Jew, then we have to give it to a guy. We'll give it to a chef, a goyish chef, and he'll taste it. And if he tastes it, and he says that it has the taste, then it'll be usher. If not, it'll be mutter. However, if we can't give it to a chef, or we don't have a chef, then we'll be mishayev in 60, 1 in 60. Well, halacha today, Rav Nachum say that we're not soymich on the chef, and therefore, in all cases, if an iser fell into heter, and it, we don't know whether it gave taste or not, therefore, if there's 60 of the heter against the iser, this will be mutter. And something which is the same taste, that we said, that's min v'minoy, and that will be vatal even the rest.